Hello, and welcome back to the Only the Resurrection podcast. Today I want to share a question that God has really been putting into my heart. And the question is, why am I a Christian? Why are we Christians? Why do we believe in what we believe? And I think this is an important question that we have to ask ourselves, because as Christians, we're called to defend our faith, to give a reason for what we believe in, to testify for our faiths. Is it because of some miraculous experiences that we've had in our lives, because of knowledge and teaching, or because we were born into the church? Or is it because we experienced some kind of radical change for the better when we came to meet Jesus? But if we look at other religions, people there have the same reasons as us then for why they believe. They too have had strong experiences. They too have had miraculous experiences. They too were born into their faith. They too experienced some radical change in their lives for the better when they believed. So experiences or feelings, our thoughts and knowledge, cannot be the sure foundation, the sure proof that we can have for our faith. I think it happens to a lot of people, and it's also happened to me, that when our experiences are challenged by some other bad experiences, or if something comes along in life that really challenges the faith that we've been holding for our entire lives, then if our faith is merely based on just our previous experiences or our feelings or our thoughts, whenever something comes up against it and challenges it, our faith can shake and it can ultimately crumble or collapse. No matter how strong these reasons are, what God has been putting into my heart is that just our experience or our knowledge cannot be foundation or the basis for our faith. The foundation for our faith is Jesus. The foundation of our faith is the undeniable and sure proof and evidence that we have, which is the resurrection of Jesus. And lately, what God has been really putting into my heart is that the resurrection of Jesus is not just another piece of knowledge or teaching to hold on to with my head, but the resurrection of Jesus is the power of God, the way in which God revealed himself to me. It's not something purely intellectual, not just evidence in the way that we memorize or understand evidence or proof in science or school. But to really stand before this resurrection of Jesus, to truly come before and realize what God has done through Jesus' resurrection, is an entirely different thing. It's that the Almighty God came down from heaven to this earth as a man, that he died for me on the cross and rose from the dead, that God has shown himself to me and made himself known to me. This is all revealed through the resurrection of Jesus, and I pray that we can all really truly stand before this fact, this revelation and blessing of God, every moment of our lives. So, why do I believe? Why am I a Christian? My answer can't just be knowledge that I've repeated who knows how many times throughout my entire life, or a generic answer, but neither can it be just evidence, just the resurrection, and stop there. God has given us sure proof to believe. He's given us undeniable evidence to believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Standing in front of this fact, which has been proven and recorded in history, it's so clear that God has come to us, those who could not see him, and shown himself to us. He lived among us, and he gave me life and freedom from sin, death, and the world by dying on the cross himself and rising from the dead, and has made his words absolute truth and reality for everyone and in my life. And I submit to him, who has become my Lord and my God by his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. Facing this absolute truth, my heart and my desire is only to know him more, to grow closer to him, to love him and walk with him. That's why I'm a Christian. The resurrection of Jesus is the unshakable foundation of our faith. God has accomplished and revealed everything to us through the resurrection. He's given us everything. So I pray that we can really stand before this reality of the resurrection of Jesus, the implications of the resurrection of Jesus, as Jim Elliot says, not merely the intellectual fact. And I really pray that we may always submit to the power of God, of the Holy Spirit, which is through the resurrection of Jesus. So now, what is my duty as a Christian, which I can carry out with joy and lightheartedness? It's to proclaim the gospel of the resurrection of Jesus, the power of God. And because, as Christians, we've been both called and enabled to love others and share the gospel with our lives, the hope and desire that really fills my heart is to be firm in the faith, to be prepared, in order that I might be able to share the gospel faithfully when the opportunity comes. God really gives me a heart to be well-versed in the defense of my faith, the evidence and proof for Christianity, for the resurrection of Jesus. And I pray that in such a way, we may first seek the kingdom of God and prepare daily to share the gospel, to really be ready to give a reason for which we believe, why we believe. And I pray that we may all have a heart to further know the will and heart of God, and that we would be constantly led by the Holy Spirit to live a life worthy of the calling that we have received. Thank you for joining us today on the Only the Resurrection podcast. For more information on the resurrection of Jesus, the sure proof that God has given us to believe, please visit onlytheresurrection.blogspot.com.